He's all I need. When I just need someone to talk to, He's always there to hear my prayer. Each time I call Him, all my needs He will supply. My thirsty soul He'll satisfy. He's the Lord of all. He's all I need. He comforts me. This friend I can rely to be my strength as life goes by. He's the Lord of all. He's all I need. He comforts me when
He's all that I need. There have been many a Christian, a saint of God, that didn't have much of anything in this world. But amen, they had Jesus. If I could demonstrate to you this morning the difference in having Jesus and not having Jesus, if I ask you this morning what this was, you could all tell me what it is. It's a microphone. And amen, and I turn on the on button and I talk to you and I tell you what I need you to hear. And if I get lower and lower, some of you can't hear me now. But I still got a microphone. And I'm talking in it, but you know what? Just like Sister Debbie came up here a while ago and she picked up the microphone and she said, there ain't no green light. You know why there wasn't no green light? There wasn't no battery in it. You know what happens when you don't have a battery in it? It ain't got no power in it. But see, you can take this very same one. Can you tell the difference in which one has a battery and which one doesn't? You can't. They look just alike. There's not any difference in them.
But when you turn this one on, I can whisper and you can still hear me. Amen. Because, why? Because there's something inside. Because there's a battery. What does the battery do? It gives it power. You know what God does for us? What Jesus does for us? Amen. He makes us, you know, because when we're talking about microphones, when we talk on this microphone, what do we say? Testing. This one's dead. It's dead. It ain't working. But you know, when we pick up one and we testing one, two, we say it's live. It's hot. Where do we fall? They both look the same. The only one that the Bible says, if you have not Christ, He said you are none of His. If we have not the Spirit of Christ living and abiding within us, then amen, then we are not Christian. Amen. We can have, the Bible says, a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. I tell you what we need in 2025. We need life. We need the life that only is supplied by the power of the Spirit of God. We don't need to be that old dead, Mike. We need to be that one that's alive. Amen. That's hot. Amen. Now, all that was just free this morning. Just extra. But if you'll turn in your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter number 16. Amen. Luke chapter number 16. I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning and ask you to help us to be an able minister of the Word of God. Speak to our hearts. And Father, speak to the hearts of the hearers this morning. Open up the windows of heaven and work and draw and to save and help. Lord, this morning I pray by your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As we begin a brand new year, I wanted this morning to preach to us for a few minutes and just speak to you on this thought about our stewardship. Our stewardship. Now, to be a steward in Bible times was a man that was employed, you know, in great families to manage the domestic concerns and superintend over the other servants to collect the rent or the income and keep accounts and keep up with those things. In Scripture, we find in theology, it's just minister of Christ whose duty is to dispense the provisions of the gospel, to preach the doctrines, and to administer its ordinances. The Bible tells us of a steward in 1 Corinthians 4 and 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. That a man be found faithful. Amen. And so we think back to 2024 and we ask the question, have we been faithful stewards of those things that God has blessed us with in the previous year? And what's our plan for those things in 2025? We hear in our text, we hear these words, and When we hear these words, we think about the words coming from God, and they should send a chill down our spine, because he says in verse 2, give an account of thy stewardship. Give an account. You know, we've had to give an account in our lifetime at different times and different places. You know, when we were young, and some of these now still, they give account at school by what kind of grades that they make, and to give account of the things that they learned and how they're doing. And we get different responsibilities if we go on up, and we have jobs, and we may get called into the office or something to give an account of our duties and what we have done. And we have to answer for those things that have been given unto us. And so the first thing that I want to say this morning, just a few points, and number one is all are stewards. All are stewards. One may have an eloquent tongue. They may be able to speak well and eloquent. Another may have the ability to take a pen and sit down and write and just write in such a way that, boy, they just bring the point home, and God has blessed them in that way. And others may have an artistic eye and just a gift from God, and they can see and do things that others cannot see and do. But there's no person without some sort of talent, no one who will not give an account on that day of their stewardship, of their abilities, of their talents that God has given unto them. What will be the outcome of those who have been given 10 talents, but they've wasted them all? Listen, when I'm talking about all of us are stewards, we're not just talking about Christians. We as Christians are stewards of the things that God has given to us. But listen, the Bible tells us, you know, this whole world, you know who the whole world's going to answer to? It's going to answer to God. I mean, it's not going to answer to some party or some man, amen, or some country, amen. The world and every man, woman, boy, and girl is going to give account of themselves unto God. And so what have we done with that which God has blessed us with? How many talents have been buried? I mean, how many things have people taken and buried those talents, amen, and they just don't put them to use? How many of those talents that God has given have men taken to use just for self? They've been selfish in their use. They're not using them for the glory of God, but they're using them for the building up of themselves, to make themselves look good. And God is nowhere in the thoughts. Yet, if it was not for God giving them that ability, they would not be able to do the things that they do. Yet, they pay no attention to God. They use their talents on self and nothing for the glory of God. But what a stern word to hear from God when he says, give an account of your stewardship. To give an account. And see, this is for everyone. Christian, non-Christian, those, amen, who claim to be atheist and agnostic and whatever that might be and whatever their claims may be, one day they will give an account unto God for those things that God has endowed them with. Every single one of them and every single one of us. Give an account. All are stewards. We've not all been given the same talents, the same ability, but amen, we have some ability. We have some talents that God has given unto us. And can any give an account of their stewardship before God without fear and trembling? If you knew that today was the day you were going to stand before God and give an account of your stewardship, amen, could we stand without fear and trembling, knowing that we have done well with that God has entrusted to us?
Amen. That's a sobering thought to think about. Amen. If I had to stand before God today, amen, how would I stand? What would I hear? What would God say? What have I done? What more could I have done? Could I have done better? Could I have done different? Have I been faithful in the things that God has given unto me? Or have I mostly just used the things as much as I could for the promotion of myself and of my good and my benefit? But we're all are stewards. And God says that we'll all give account one day. So number one, we're all stewards. Number two, we have to give an account. And amen, this list could be long. We're not going to go through everything, but I just want to mention a few things. We're going to have to give an account for our substance, for the things that we have, for our money. Now, some have been given more than others, but all must give an account as to how we have used that which God has blessed us with. If it be little or if it be much, we're going to have to give an account. We may look at the rich man and quickly say what he should do with the things that he has. And boy, we can look and say, well, you know, if he had this, he needs to do this, this, and this. If I had this, here's what I'd do. But amen, but that's not the question. The question is what have I done with what I have? What have I done with what I have? And so everyone must give an account for themselves. And so for our substance, for the things we have, how are we using those things that God has blessed us with, amen, to the glory of God? Are we just using them, amen, for selfish purposes? So we're going to have to give an account for our substance. But amen, what about this? We're going to have to give an account for our influence. You ever thought about that? Amen, going to have to one day give an account for our influence. Well, you know, we don't think, well, I don't have much influence. You've got more than you realize. Amen. Listen, fathers is going to give account, amen, one day for their influence on their children. Mothers are going to give an account one day for the influence on their children, on their families. Grandparents is going to give an account, amen. Neighbors and friends are going to have to give an account. Preachers, amen, and deacons and teachers are going to have to give an account. Those that's teaching at the schoolhouse is going to have to give an account. The lawyers, the bankers, amen, the carpenter, everyone one day is going to have to give an account of the influence that they've had in this world. Has it been a godly influence? Have they used it to point people to Christ? Have they done that which was right and righteous in the eyes of God according to the Word of God? Or again, have they just been careless in their influence? Have they not pointed their children in the right direction? Have they done contrary to the Word of God? One day we're going to have to be given account for our stewardship of our influence. Well, that's a scary thought. Our influence? How we do? And I want to just give you a quick thing of how things and how we have to be so careful. And listen, I know, well, we're not perfect and things happen, and I'm thankful, boy, that we can go to God and ask forgiveness and God will forgive us. But, amen, I know an incident that happened some years ago. Amen, and this particular person, boy, was just upset and out on top of the hill pitching a fit and hollering at a bunch of fellers that was deer hunting. And, I mean, boy, just having a time, just upset, I mean, hollering at the top of their lungs. And you know, when it was all said and done, because most of them old fellers that was out there deer hunting, didn't none of them go to church. And you know what they said? They said, I thought she was a Christian. I thought she went to church. Amen. See, things like that, our influence. Listen, what happened? It matters how we do and what we do from day to day. And oh, listen, I realize that we're not perfect. And some folks, they just looking for an excuse. But God help me that I don't give them one. I mean, they may find one. They may take something and run with it. But God don't let me make it easy on them. Tell you what, you boy, you're talking about influence. When Peter was coming down, coming by, they had some that were sick and lame, different things wrong with them. And you know what they did? They brought them around there and they laid them out. You know why? They wanted just the shadow. They just wanted Peter's shadow to pass over them and to go by. Boy, you're talking about influence. I'm going to just be honest with you. I've been preaching for a while now and ain't nobody ever laid nobody down so that they said, well, maybe, you know, when the preacher comes by, maybe his shadow, amen, will come and pass over. And you say, well, listen, we don't know what God can do if we get where we need to be. Boy, Peter, that was a great influence. So we're going to have to give an account for our influence. But amen, we're also one of these days, and I'm not going to linger long on here this one because you can just think about it, we're going to have to give an account of our time. How much time do we waste that could be used for the glory of God? And see, here's the thing I know because I struggle this sometimes trying to, because I get so many things that I need to do. And sometimes, I told Daddy the other day, I said, I work all day and at the end of the day, I'm give slam out and I look back and I say, I ain't got nothing done. Just like yesterday, I wasn't planning on working on the breaker box at the pump. That wasn't in my plans. But amen, but when the water went out, the plans changed. Okay, and so I wasn't planning on going to Geneva to get parts, but amen, I had to go and get some parts. I wasn't planning on Geneva not having what I needed, but they didn't. And so I went to my wife's favorite store in Darlington. Two cousins, that's her favorite place to eat in Darlington, but amen, I went to Fuller's in Darlington. If you ain't never been to Fuller's in Darlington, you need to go. I went over for to see if they had some Square D electrical breakers, and guess what? She had two brand spanking new ones. I didn't dare look for them, though. I just showed her what I needed, and I said, have you got any of these? And she went right over to them, pulled out a box, and opened up. She said, I got one right here. I said, give me two of them. I got two of them, and I went back home. All that, see, I wasn't planning on, see, and all that, you know, contribute. See, those things we have to do. But sometimes when I'm around the house, I just can't figure, do I need to start here or do I need to start here? And a lot of times I'll start here, amen, and then I'll wind up over here, and then I'll jump to over here, and the next thing I know, day's over, and I can't really tell I've done anything. If I just stuck one thing, I'd probably got it done. And so sometimes we wonder about wasting time. Oh, we've got a lot of things in this world that need to be done, that we have to do. We have to provide for our families and take care. But listen, how much time do we waste that we could spend with God? How much time have we set aside that we're going to read Scripture? It don't matter what else happens today. I'm going to read this much. Ever how much that is. I'm going to pray this much. I'm going to pray two times, three times, or I'm going to just have this set time. But instead of doing that, amen, we wind up on our phones. Amen. Amen. Listen, how much time do we waste? But see, one day, here's the thing. One day we're going to give an account for our time. But thirdly, we're going to give an account for ourselves and not for others. We're going to give an account for ourselves. The account to be examined is going to be my account. It's going to be your account. When God calls me, He's going to examine me for my account, amen, not for your account. And amen, He's not going to examine me for yours, amen. It's going to be our own account that we're going to have to give an account for. You know, sometimes we enjoy examining other people's accounts. Your old brother so-and-so, he got plenty of money, and buddy, he gives. He gives, but he just does it for show. I mean, he could give more if he really wanted to, but he just wants to give enough to make it look good so everybody will pat him on the back. Now, old sister so-and-so down there, she seems like she's a good Christian, but, you know, I don't know what she does in her private time. And, you know, and we just talk about folks, you know, and we try to examine them and all. And we think that we do a pretty good job. We're pretty accurate in our examination. But boy, when we hear about somebody examining us, old so-and-so talked about the preacher down there and they said that he looks like he's a good preacher. His wife dresses him pretty good, but I tell you what, you know, and then they have some things to say. We sit back and we think, boy, that wasn't too nice. And we think that estimation wasn't that fair. Well, was it or wasn't it? But see, here's the thing. I'm not going to give account for you. You're not going to give an account for me.
Amen.
He said that this steward here was going to give an account for himself for the things that he had done. When we stand to give an account, it will be for us only, and whatever others have done or not done. See, here's the thing. We say sometimes, well, you know what? I'm doing better than so-and-so, and we compare ours with theirs. But that's not how it works. When we stand before God, it don't matter what brother or sister so-and-so done. It won't matter what the neighbor's done, because what God requires of us, our responsibility will not be lessened because somebody else did or didn't do their responsibility. Our responsibility is going to still be our responsibility. And God's not going to check and see, amen, well, so-and-so, well, they was mighty slack, and yeah, you was 20% better. No, it's going to be, what did we do with the things that God gave us? How did we do with our responsibility? What anybody else did or did not do will not factor in and will not matter. It's going to be, how did I do? Was I responsible with what God gave me? Fourthly, we're not giving account to others. We're ultimately are not working to give an account to other men, but unto God. God who made us. Ecclesiastes 12:7 says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. You know, we like to please folks. I mean, we want to please folks. But you know, and God help us, and God help us preachers. You know, as a preacher, sometimes some of the things that we have to say, it's mighty hard. Because I know, because it's hard on me. I read it and I studied it and I think, whew, boy, that cut. That hit. It's the things. There's some things in here. Amen. When folks get sideways with God and we preach on certain things, whatever it might be. You know, I hadn't heard people talk about, well, that preacher must have been following me around. Now I tell you who was following you around, God was.
Amen.
I mean, preacher, just preaching the word. Listen, we preach the word and we say things sometimes, but God help us preachers, amen, to preach and say, amen, with all long suffering and with love. But amen, there's some things that sometimes had to be said that some folks don't like. It upsets the apple cart, if you be. But here's what we've got. We've got a decision to make. Amen, I'm not going to have to give an account to you for being the preacher and the pastor at Old Mount Zion Baptist Church when it comes judgment day. I'm going to have to give an account to God. And each one of us is going to have to give an account for our stewardship, for what we've done. And God help us. Oh, I wouldn't never want to make anybody mad. Not trying to. But I tell you what, we got a choice. We can either please men or please God. And amen. It's God who is the judge of all of mankind. And so we're not giving account to others, amen, to try to make them happy and pacify them, but we're giving account unto God. Here, this last point I want to make about stewardship and about giving an account and what we do and how we do. We have today. We have today. We've been given a brand new year, 2025. The book of John says in John chapter 9 and verse 4, I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. The night cometh when no man can work. What regret to come to the place in the end when work ceases. And listen, yes, there's coming a time. If God tarries another 100 years, chances are won't none of us be here. And our time will have come and gone. But see, it don't just happen at death. It happens. at different times and different places, we have opportunities that open and close, and we get older and things happen. Our mental capacity changes and our physical abilities change, and what we can do and can't do, you know, it changes. I mean, I know preachers that don't preach anymore because why? Because that time has passed them by. Because the faculties of reading and comprehending, they can't do it anymore. Others that used to work and build and labor, they can't work and build and labor anymore because their bodies will not allow them to do those things. And so see, little by little, opportunities and the doors close on the what we can and cannot do. We have today. We're not promised tomorrow. And so what about our labor today? What about the work that we do today? We don't want to get to the end of our days and say, I wish I'd have done more. I wish I'd have done better. I wish I'd have done harder. But I want to say, amen, with Paul, that I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. Amen. And there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Amen. That's what we'll want to say. We'll want to hear the Master tell us, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou's been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Those are the words that we want to hear. 2025, brand new year. And here's the words that we absolutely don't want to hear. The words that we don't want to hear on God's lips. And he said, the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. The talents, the things that were given, it said that the accusation was that he had wasted his goods. And then in the last part of verse 2, he said, for thou mayest be no longer steward. That day's coming. Listen, even if we're a good steward, there's coming a day that we won't be able to do it anymore. There's coming a day when we're going to give an account. And I pray this morning as we stand to sing that in 2025 that we're good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If you have a need while we sing, you come.